We present now Music for Telephones. Michael Carrera, what are we listening to?
This is a piece by Philip Naumann.
And what's the piece called?
Improvisation 3.
Courtesy of Sonic Supper. Michael Carrera, what is Sonic Supper?
Sonic Supper is a venue for underground or experimental music that is also experimental and underground, hopefully.
So how does it work?
Well, there's music on basically an answering service, kind of like an answering machine, and there's a different artist every week.
And where do you get the music?
Either by CD or people submit directly by leaving a message after the beep.
And it's not a 900 number, so you're not getting any money per call.
Right.
So it's just the labor of love.
Yes.
Why?
Maybe I'm just frustrated with the ways that most people are getting their music out and that what's available by CD or at concerts.
Right. Well, what about podcasting, the idea that people can subscribe and get MP3s downloaded into their iPods?
You know, only people of a certain class have iPods.
Right.
It's like this is the kind of thing I leave postcards all around the city and... You know, probably almost everyone in the city has access to a telephone.
Right. And I want to hear some more music.
Okay.
So, Michael, who's the cellist?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. I only know the composer's name.
Oh, and who's that?
That is a Polish composer whose name I can't pronounce at all because I've never spoken with him.
So here's a guy who sent you his music, you've never met him,
right?
You don't know how to pronounce his name, and yet you're basically his impresario.
Well, sort of. I mean, for all he knows, it's as half-baked as it actually is.
And he's giving it to you for free?
Let's just say yes.
As opposed to what would the other option be?
I mean, the other option would be I don't really care, or the other option would be I assume because I got it in the mail.
Oh, I see. You haven't cleared it with him.
He's giving it to me, it's mine, you know?
So... Can people leave you messages when they call?
Yes.
And what do they say?
They say all kinds of funny stuff. Either they make fun of the project, they think it's stupid, or that's one way that musicians can leave submissions.
Let's hear an example.
Okay. She'll be coming
down. Michael, did that make it as Song of the Week?
No, it hasn't yet, but it might.
It might?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like that it's ridiculous, you know? If you're gonna call somebody on a cell phone to hear music, it might as well be ridiculous.
Rock on!
What about the production values?
Oh, well, yeah, that's what's really ridiculous about it. You can't sing or play the piano.
Now, Sonic Supper began as a CD subscription, right?
Yes.
What happened with that? Why did you stop?
Well, a CD is about 10 cents. And then it's 60 cents to send them out, and by the time a few of them break in the mail, then I'd start losing money big time.
So you were making them by hand, each one yourself?
Yeah, it was a CDR series.
Wow. That's a lot of work. I guess if you have a lot of subscriptions. Did you?
Yeah, well, at its peak, it got up to almost 1,000. So that's where the burnout factor hit.
That's pretty respectable.
Yeah, it was. I think it was because it was how much it was, you know, for $5 to get 5 CDs in the mail. It's kind of nice.
But you were losing money on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Way more than I am now.
Let's hear some more messages.
Okay.
These are messages people have left on your machine.
7:37 a.m. today.
This postmodern audio self-flagellation has got to end. I can't distinguish between the static from my cordless phone and this piece of music.
To repeat this message, press 1.
Another happy customer.
Yes.
Well, this is good. I mean, you get to have direct feedback, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's a mix of feedback between people who are actually involved in sound art and just the general public who calls and doesn't know what they're getting into.
Yeah. How many pieces do you know of have been composed specifically for the phone?
In the world or just through this project?
Ever.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure there's probably millions.
What makes you think that there are millions of pieces composed for the phone?
I mean, the phone is everywhere, so I assume there's more people doing this kind of thing. Or even, I mean, I just remember the first phone I ever got when I first moved out of my parents' house, the first thing I did was put music on the answering machine.
Right, but that's not music composed for the phone, or was it?
I guess it becomes once it's on there.
I won't apologize for...
Sonic Supper. Music for your telephone can be reached at 718-303-9553. We're also posting the number for the composers among you, professional and amateur alike, on our website, which is nextbigthing.org. There's no end to the fun you can have with a telephone. Comedian Jonathan Katz is proof. Stay tuned for another installment of You're on the Air with Jonathan Katz. And remember this. While telephones are nifty, for just a few dollars more, you can reach a much bigger audience. All you need is a cheap FM transmitter, and poof, you're your very own pirate radio station. Writer Rick Moody has been imagining what that would be like to be a pirate radio station. And you can hear what's been on his mind with the help of John Lurie. That's coming up on The Next Big Thing from PRI, Public Radio International.
The Next Big Thing is made possible in part by the New School of New York City, offering graduate programs in media studies, writing, and international affairs. Fall application deadline, March 15th. Information at nsu.newschool.edu/PRI. Today's show and program archives are available for download at audible.com/nextbigthing, where you can also download other public radio programs and best-selling audiobooks such as Jon Stewart's America and Robert Kerson's Shadow Divers. That's audible.com/nextbigthing.
I'm Dean Ulsher, and you're listening to The Next Big Thing.